Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. My congratulations to WILL Radio on a successful meeting again. How many years have we done this?
19 years.
And your attendance today is a tribute to the success of this meeting. It's always been a very, very good one. I think I drew the longest title, and again, I will apologize for the slides if you can't see me in the back. There is a handout in your material today if you want to follow along in that manner. But look at that title, Production Costs and Farm Revenue from Both the Banker and Farmer Perspective. Well, first of all, I'm going to condense that just a little bit because I think the perspective I'm going to give is a combination of the two. I am a farm boy. I grew up in Sangamon County. After college, I operated a farm, a 1,300-acre grain and cattle feeding operation in Menard County, if you have any idea where that is. And after that, I spent 17 years with the Farm Management Association out of the University of Illinois. So I think I've got a pretty decent background for not only taking the banker's perspective, but certainly from the producer's perspective. And quite honestly, I'm in a business to where our goal is the same. And if I'm lending money to your operation, my goal is for you to be successful. And if you're successful, the bank will be successful as well. So keep that in mind. 15 or maybe a 30-second commercial, if you will, for First Midwest Bank. We are a publicly traded company. We're traded on the NASDAQ, $8.6 billion in assets. If you're curious what that means, that's kind of a large mid-size, if you will. It's not a mega bank, believe me. But it's also not a small community bank. It's kind of mid-range. 100 locations, 62 communities. Our ag division is ranked number one in the state, and that is a ranking that's put in place by the American Bankers Association. It's based on loan volume to the industry. So we're first in Illinois as far as the number of dollars we have loaned to this industry. I think our most recent ranking was about number 36 in the country. Our trust division is ranked sixth largest in the country, and 250,000 households and 25,000 businesses are part of our portfolio. I'm going to talk just a little bit about, and by the way, first of all, I'm not above stealing information, and I do it on a regular basis. I make sure I steal it from a reputable tax-supported organization like the University of Illinois. And so the information you're going to look at is basically stuff I've grabbed from FarmDoc and plugged into some graphs, and I think graphs are the way to look at things. If you can't see this again, what we're looking at is basically farm revenues for the past 7 years, 2001 through 2007. This is accurate information. And then there's an estimated 2008, and then the final on the right-hand side is the university's projection for 2009. And it's pretty easy to see, and the top line is red. That's corn on a per-acre basis. The next line is soybeans on a per-acre basis. And you can see if we go back in the early 2000s, we hung around that $400 for corn and $300 for soybean area. But what a nice spike we saw there in 2007, I guess, jumping up to over $800 an acre on the average farm operation for corn, and a similar bump for soybeans. 2008 is probably going to back off just a little bit. I think if you'll look at your own situation, you would probably agree with that. And the projection for 2009 at this point is a pretty similar number. I wonder about that one as we're sitting here today. Looking at the cost to put those crops in the ground, this one gets really interesting. And for the first 6 years or so of this graph, it's kind of a boring graph. You'll see every aspect of farming, fertilizer, chemical seed, drying and storage, and crop insurance, power, overhead, and land, just sort of a gradual increase from the year 2001 through 2006, probably about the rate of inflation, everything we would expect to happen. But you can certainly see what happened in 2008 is where it really started to take off. And what an incredible graph this is when you think about it, that it looks like projected for 2009 that the cost of fertilizer on a per-acre basis is going to exceed the cost of land. And that cost of land is calculated in a couple of different ways. But tremendous gap between the resource land has always been our most expensive input or most expensive resource. But boy, all of a sudden, it looks like the cost of fertilizer and even seed, which you can see starting to spike up. It's a green line on this graph. Just some tremendous increases in dollar amounts. I don't have to tell any of you this because you understand. You've already priced your inputs, I think. Many of you paid for those. Boy, I can really relate. I'm certainly a producer in that I too prepaid everything in the fall that I could, good idea or bad. Probably not so good. But I still, by the way, I still manage my wife's family farm back in Menard County. And so from that perspective, I'm very much involved in the economics as well as from the banker's perspective. Cost of growth soybeans, a pretty similar graph again. You do see the one I want to talk about in just a little bit more detail is the land starting to spike there. And I think I've got a graph that, this one gets really interesting. If you combine the last three graphs, projected revenue for 08 and 09, 7, 8, 9, just look at how those run. Expenses definitely jumping up. Corn, soybeans. This is a combination of the two. This is a projected net revenue. You can see that 07 was an outstanding year. 08, probably not quite as good, but still historically very, very, very high. But boy, 2009. And if you sit down with your banker, I don't care if you sit down with your banker or not, if you have done any kind of cash flow projections for 2009, I sure hope you have. If there's one lesson to take home from me today, is project what 2009 looks like on your operation. I hope it's a positive number, but it may not be. And if it's not positive, then either way, this has to be your marketing tool. You've got to understand your cost of production for 2009. If it's not, and if it's going to take $4.50 or $5 corn on your operation to break even, you better think about what do I change. This is 1 year at a time right now, so think about what your costs of production are. And I'll just make a general statement. As I've looked at what people's break-even costs are for 2009, I would suggest that range on the corn side is anywhere from 3.5 if you own the whole farm and carry no debt to maybe 4.5 or even 4.75 if you don't own very much of it, you carry a lot of debt, and your cash rents are too high. So a lot of different issues here to talk about. Just a real quick look at landlord returns. I want to talk just a little bit about cash rents, and I'll just make a very general statement. First of all, I don't like cash rents that well. The family farm that I manage will never be cash rented. It will always be a crop-shared situation. But I did bring this information, and this one I stole the entire slide, if you will, from the university. I didn't even input the information. But it tracks, basically calculates what is the net return been to landlords on a crop-share basis over the last about the same time period, 99 through 2007. So kind of calculated back to, and if you want to think about this, what would be a fair cash rent? This is sort of where it's been or where it's been going. And again, kind of similar numbers to the revenue that we've talked about. You see a spike there in 08 or 07, I guess it is. If you try and smooth that out just a little bit and look at four-year moving averages, it's kind of a similar projection. Now, the problem we're going to get into here for 2009 is that it's been labeled by some as the year of catch-up. And some cash rent landlords have probably got the feeling that if corn had the potential to be sold at $7 an acre, a bushel, I'm sorry, I probably didn't get my fair share of the deal in 2007 and probably 2008. So they're labeled, they're saying, let's make it up here in 2009. Some of you have signed some contracts for 2009 on cash rents. You wish you hadn't. I'm aware of that. I think we have, let's move on to my final slide, and I'll just go with this. Real issues. 2 years does not make a trend. We can look at 07 and 08 all day long and say, wow, we've moved to a whole new a new portfolio or prospect as to what farming should look like, and we can get excited. I'm not real excited right now, quite frankly. Again, if you've done your own cash flow projection for 09, it's pretty tough. Very few can get really, really comfortable with the way it looks. Working capital, and you've heard this term before, cash is king. And, boy, now from a banker's perspective, boy, is that true. And it's very important that you be careful about your capital decisions for the next 12 months or so. I can tell you for a fact from my prior employment that most major management decisions in purchasing capital items such as a combine or a tractor, most of those decisions are made in the month of August. Whether you mentally think about that, it just does. And it's primarily because we don't like to make that decision unless we know we've got a crop standing in the field. I suggest you stay with that rule this year, that we probably don't want to overextend ourselves too much. If there are any equipment dealers in the room, I apologize for that. But most likely, a lot of our producers are going to sit on their hands here for a while until we see $4.50 corn. Cash flow projection. I can't drive this point enough, and I've already talked about it. First of all, do it on an accrual basis, and what that means is a crop year basis. Don't fool yourself into thinking, well, I've got this nice carryover crop of inventory from 2008, and it's going to make me comfortable for 2009. It doesn't work that way. Make sure you're analyzing the crop year. It's what we call an accrual basis. Make sure it's profitable. Make sure it's realistic. There's no reason to fool yourself. And again, I'm not talking from the banker's perspective, from your perspective. Don't fool yourself into thinking, yeah, I can make this thing positive somehow. You've got to make it happen. Risk management is very important. We talk to our customers every day about, is there a marketing plan? And I know that's a tough one. But please be considering, how am I going to get this crop marketed? At what point do I sell? What's my break even? Crop insurance. My goodness, I can't think of any other industry that you are allowed, you're permitted, you're given the privilege of insuring the income side of your income statement, the revenue side. Walk downtown on Main Street, you won't see very many businesses that have the opportunity to insure their income. Take advantage of that. And particularly this year for 2009, it looks like we're going to be able to step up our coverage on most operations without very many more dollars in premiums. Take advantage of that as well. Cash rents, and my final statement is, and this is really an interesting statement because we've never done this before, be prepared to negotiate. And cash rents have only moved up historically. It may be after the 2009 year that we need to negotiate some rents back down. And that's how you're going to stay in business in the long term. So you do that by monitoring, especially those farms that you think the cash rent might be just a little bit too high. Track the income, track the expenses on that particular farm, and be prepared to sit down with that landowner at the end of the year and say, you know what, it just didn't work, and here's why. Don't just whine. Don't whine. Get in a position to negotiate because the income distribution was not fair on that particular farm. Be prepared to negotiate. I look forward to taking your questions at the panel. You do have a handout that's got some contact information for me. If I can talk to you at a later date, I'd be happy to do that. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today.